This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon. Elections officials convened today in Providence to address questions about the presidential election and also concerns about voter fraud and cybersecurity. Rhode Island Secretary of State Nellie Gorbea hosted the roundtable discussion, and she joins us now to talk about that. Welcome, Secretary of State Gorbea.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, first question. The Providence Journal recently had an article about potential of 200,000 extra people on the state voter rolls. How accurate might that be?
So what the Providence Journal provided is an estimate, just like, you know, there are many other estimates. In fact, we have another one from the Pew Charitable Trust's Elections Division, where they calculated a totally different number. What we do have, though, is concrete numbers of people that we have removed legally from the rolls. Like, so for example, since I came into office, 32,000 individuals have been removed through legal means because they're no longer here in Rhode Island or they're deceased. In fact, the majority of those were 46% of those were deceased.
What was that Pew number? I'm curious about that.
The Pew number comes out to about 129,000. So significantly lower. Now, also keep in mind that we have 54,000 people that are inactive in our voter rolls. So those have been flagged where there's a piece of official elections mail that has gone to their house and been returned as undeliverable and have been marked in the system as inactive. And if they don't vote in this election and then the next election, so two election cycles that are federal, over 4 years, you're able to remove those voters from the voter rolls. All of this is governed by federal law and the Voting Rights Act. There's a way of cleaning up your lists, but you have to do it in a legal way.
I would think if there was such a giant discrepancy in those numbers that something would show up in statewide vote counts or local vote counts that would trigger some curiosity.
Yeah, no, the truth of the matter with regards to elections is that there are very few instances of voter fraud. However, I, as Secretary of State, want to make sure that Rhode Islanders understand that, yes, we are on this and that they can trust the integrity of our elections, which is why last week, actually, I spoke with all of the leaders of the political parties, as well as our civic groups like ACLUs, US, Common Cause, League of Women Voters, so that we could come together and discuss all the ways in which we keep our elections working correctly.
We've heard many concerns about the potential for voter fraud in the presidential election. How legitimate does that sound?
I really have to echo the words of many other secretaries of state throughout this country in that, for the most part, elections in this country are run well and with integrity. Now, I can only speak in detail about Rhode Island. Rhode Islanders can trust the Rhode Island election system. It is absolutely working well, and that's what we discussed this morning.
It's taking some time to, as a layman might say, clean up the voter list, though.
Cleaning up the voter rolls happens under a federally mandated process, and we need to do it over two federal election cycles, which means that over the course of 4 years, if a voter has been deemed to be inactive, then we can remove him or her from the rolls.
Now, Donald Trump has called on supporters to monitor the polls, suggesting that his voters will somehow be discouraged from voting on November 8th. And it's raising concerns for some Democrats that Trump supporters will perhaps intimidate voters at the local polls. What are regular citizens allowed to do and what's not allowed at polling places on Election Day?
The State Board of Elections has the regulations with regards to poll worker polling activities, and they have set up a 50-foot line, and that actually is done in chalk on the sidewalk or side of the building where the polling place is, and all electioneering activities have to happen outside of that 50 feet from the polling place. If anybody has concerns about a particular polling location, I encourage them to reach out to their local board of canvassers first. And then, if not, the State Board of Elections. Now, there are also other community groups that can serve as resources, whether that be your own political party or Common Cause Rhode Island or the ACLU. And that's one thing that I think is missing from the national conversation. Communities run elections. These are civic-minded kind of people who run the elections in a particular neighborhood or community.
Here's a what-if question. Suppose there is a local poll and someone is a self-appointed observer and wants to get up close and personal with the process, what happens?
So elections are actually public meetings, so you should be able to view the process without interfering with it. And that's where people have to be very careful. You have to be out of the way and not be at all engaged with, for example, people at the polling places. But if anybody has any questions on this, I really encourage them to, before they head out to their polling place, talk to their board of elections, talk to their local board of canvassers, to really get instructions on how to do this properly. And like I said, there are groups already out there monitoring this, nonpartisan groups, the ACLU, Common Cause of Rhode Island, the League of Women Voters, the NAACP. All of those organizations have experience in both monitoring and speaking with voters at the polling places.
How is potential voter fraud with mail-in ballots guarded against?
So the mail ballot comes in and is reviewed by the local boards of canvassers. And if there are any kind of discrepancies that seem to trigger a concern, they're taken up by the State Board of Elections.
Have you heard about or expect any effects on the Rhode Island voting from that Supreme Court decision that weakens the Voting Rights Act?
I am very concerned about this being the first election that is being held nationally without the full protections of the Voting Rights Act. But I think that we are fortunate here in Rhode Island to have a very good system. And so many of those provisions did not apply directly in terms of a past experience here in Rhode Island. Having said that, we have to be vigilant and we have to make sure that elections run right. And that's why I had the round table with people from different parties, different perspectives, roles in the elections to discuss, you know, what are the securities and what are the prevention mechanisms that we have so that Rhode Islanders can absolutely trust their elections.
Did anything come out of that meeting that was a little unexpected?
Not really. Again, we've all been working on this for quite some time, but I think I was heartened by the fact that we could do this, that we could all get together. There are a lot of communities across this country where, sadly, I don't think the same could be done.
Okay, we'll have to leave it right there. Our thanks to Rhode Island Secretary of State Nellie Gorbea.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.